Pete Rose getting his 4,000th hit, right? But when it happened, nobody knew, you know, nobody knew Columbus, and nobody knew where he was going, and no one saw the turn in civilization, the turn in the history of the world that happened that day. In the 15th century, 250,000 Jews left Spain. And about 250,000 remained and converted to Christianity. Now, those are just astounding numbers. And the 250,000 that remained, many of them tried to practice secret Judaism for a period of time, the people who were called Marranos, the secret Jews. But within 60 years, they were all gone. They were uprooted, first of all, and persecuted fiercely by the Inquisition, which would not allow that to happen. And secondly, you know that I need not tell you that Judaism is hard enough to practice and survive with, but when you do so openly, when you have to do so secretly, it becomes almost impossible except for a very, very minute number of people. Our brethren in Russia today are a testimony to that. And therefore, within a generation, two generations, the 250,000 Jews, the Marranos, were lost to the Jewish people and have been and have remained lost since then. It is not surprising that many historians and social scientists say that almost everybody in Spain has Jewish blood somewhere along the line. I mentioned to you General Franco said that Hitler probably would have sent him to a concentration camp for being Jewish, even though he was a fanatical practicing Roman Catholic. The end of Spanish Jewry is a blow. Till the Holocaust, there was not in the history of Europe such a blow to have such an effect upon the Jewish people, because it raised all of the terrible questions of the exile, all the whys for which there are no answers. But here you had another why. The question is, how could it be that the leading Jewish community in Europe, that for hundreds of years maintained itself and was the cream of the Jewish people, how could it be that 50% of the population converted? And how could it be that the other 50% went into such an exile? Because you have to realize what the exile was. They had no homes. They had no place to go. They were not welcome anywhere. Many of their ships were captured and destroyed by pirates. It was a terrible, terrible experience. It is estimated that another 25,000 died leaving Spain. Where did they go? Well, most of them stayed in the Mediterranean basin. They stayed among their Sephardic Jewish brethren. Many of them returned to North Africa, to Morocco and Algeria and Tunisia. Many of them went to Italy. The Abarbanel himself, for a number of years, returned to Portugal, but in 1496, the Inquisition forced the King of Portugal also to expel all the Jews. So you can imagine, Jews came and they settled again for a short period of time and were driven out again. The Abarbanel then moved to Italy, and it is there that he wrote many of his major sforim, his many works. Then Barbanel, in a bitter aside, in a commentary to history, says that if he could have back all of the time and effort and contributions that he made to Spain and to the kings and to Portugal, and he said, and if he would have only stayed in Torah, he said how great he could have grown, what a waste that was, what a tragedy, a personal tragedy it was. And the Abarbanel naturally is remembered amongst the Jewish people for his works in Torah, for his great interpretation.